This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The fashion retailer H&M announced today it's going to start online sales here in the United States this summer. And that sounds, I know, a whole lot like a headline from 15 years ago, doesn't it? Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains what's up.
Yeah, this is a story where analysts have plenty to say. But a story full of analysts? Boring. So instead, I called up the perfect potential H&M online shopper, 24-year-old Sonia Laws in Asheville, North Carolina.
I'm not excited enough to squeal, but I am excited.
Michael Pardo outside an H&M in Pasadena, California, was also amped.
It's about time. I was waiting for it since day one, since they opened up the store.
Thank you, Michael, for saying what all of us were thinking. Why did it take H&M so long? And this is where the analysts come in handy.
You've got complexities in the U.S. in terms of different sales taxes, where you put your distribution centers, how you manage even more sales than you had been planning on with just your individual stores.
Patty Edwards is with Trutina Financial. She says H&M can't afford to get it wrong. When you come this late to the party, you've got to look good.
They've got to be able to offer a turnkey experience that is an excellent experience right off the bat.
If H&M is able to get it right, Morningstar analyst Jamie Katz says other inexpensive online fast fashion is going to need to watch out.
H&M is very price cognizant. They do not like raising prices, and so that means it keeps other retailers on their toes regarding pricing.
So maybe cheaper summer dresses for us, huh?
Hopefully.
I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.